Welcome to episode number 17 of Going Fishing with Brett Raymer from Tanked. Agnes is here. It is great to see you guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Back at number 17, right?
Episode 17.
Lucky 17.
I'm excited about this because we're breaking down season 3, episode number 5. It's called Love is an Illusion. And this was the Neil Patrick Harris film that you guys did. I know you both watched the episode. First off, I watch my episodes on, I have YouTube TV, and that's where I watch all the episodes. This one was not on YouTube TV for some reason. No big deal. I went to iTunes. I paid $2.99 to watch it. Do you guys get any of that money from iTunes? Do you guys see a check from iTunes when someone downloads an episode?
Nah, no. Nick, I don't get nothing. No, we don't get anything. The problem was is that when we signed our contracts back in the day, there was no really like streaming and this or that. So we had gotten paid our salaries, and then they were like add on and extras for different things, but that just happened to be not one of them. You know what I mean? They had DVDs, and then DVDs went out of business.
Mm-hmm. So if I were to buy Tanked on DVD, you would get some residual from that?
No, I don't think so anymore.
No. No, and it's funny because JC, I was texting you literally. I'm like, well, I can't get it. Do I have to pay for it?
I don't know about residuals. I don't even know it then anymore. Maybe if I checked with my manager, I might see something from that video game that they had out, you know, in one of the episodes where you could download the Tanked video game. There might be a few dollars waiting around for me, you know, and I'll be like found money if I ever get it. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
This episode, it opens with the general. He calls everyone up to the front desk, trying to recall a celebrity that called. It's Patrick something, Neil something. And then you guys all figure out it's Neil Patrick Harris. How did Neil Patrick Harris come to the show? Did you guys reach out to him, or did his people reach out to you? Because this was at the height of How I Met Your Mother. He had a lot going on at the time. This is a big star.
It was pretty exciting to us. It was, I remember I was like, wow, this is a huge, huge, like A-lister. I'm like, this is pretty, pretty popular. I really don't remember, but I believe that he watched the show, and I believe that they wanted to put something together, or somehow they had the Magic Castle was involved. Like I said, we really weren't too much involved unless the client actually called the shop. Right. So if the client really called the shop, or like Keisha Cole put a real tweet out there and I was attached to that and people tagged me. I mean, unless it really, really happened that way, production handled most of the introductions.
Mm-hmm. Is the general answering the phones for day-to-day business? If someone called ATM back in the day, was it your dad answering? Was that the first point of contact with people?
Not the first point, but it could have been a point because the phones used to ring off the hook. And everybody we'd have, you know, in each office that would ring for the whole company, and then it would roll over. And everybody would, you know, Wade wouldn't answer it that much. And I wouldn't answer.
It was mainly Erwin was answering.
Betty, in the, Helen.
I was answering. It was more so just everyone, but yeah.
It was Betty, Helen. We had a couple of secretaries, but my dad was like the first person you always saw when you entered the building, no matter what facility we were in. He always made sure to shake you down before you came to us.
Well, you guys fly out to LA and you're going to the Magic Castle in LA. And this is pretty cool seeing the inside of this place, which is built for magicians and also fans of magic as well. Neil says you guys are late. Was that something storyline, or were you guys actually late for your first meeting with Neil Patrick Harris?
I think we were running a little bit late. They kept him down there. Like we had problems with the pieces. Like they tried to get a hold of us. We couldn't hear them and say, okay, go ahead. And then we wound up waiting. We're walking up this big old hill from the bottom. It was annoying. It was, you know, me, I got bad knees. I'm walking up the hill. I'm like, geez, here we go. And then we were like, he was just standing out there. So I think, you know, he likes to, he's an actor, you know, he wants to be, you know, and he was like, oh, these guys are late. So he just kind of rolled with it. So I guess we were late.
So the shooting of the episode, that's how that works. He's on top. He's outside the castle. You guys are at the bottom of the hill waiting for someone to cue you, but you're not getting your cue to walk up and start the scene?
Yeah, correct.
And then they walk up and then, you know, they're all sweaty because it's hot. And remember the introduction, Brett?
The funny thing is they don't tell us what's going on. They don't tell us that we have to go there in a suit. Nobody tells us.
Right. So I love they walk up and they're like, this is 007, this is 007. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was, yeah, but that was after, that was when we later on, but when we got first walked up there and he was like, where are you guys addressed? Like, I thought he was kidding. Like, I literally thought he was kidding at first. And then he's like, you know, you guys can't come in here. And we had, they, production never told us that. So when we were leaving, we were kind of like, okay, what are we doing? And then when they sent us down, they're like, come on, we already got you guys lined up for something. And that's when they had already told us down there. So we had no idea that we were there. They had it lined up for the show, but we had no idea. They wanted to get our natural reaction. If you look, I was a little dumbfounded because I'm like, is Neil Patrick Harris going to have to get a slap because he's talking about the way I look?
Hey, you guys have a look, and it's a great, it's one of my favorite moments is when he tells you that you guys need to wear a suit and you come back with like, well, you're the president of the place, can't you pull some strings? And he's like, and you and Wade look at each other and it's a split second, but you see it in your eyes of like, what the heck are we, what do we got to do then?
Yeah. I was like, who can't pull strings around here? It's supposed to be a magic place. Come on now, let's pull some strings, do something.
And they couldn't you guys go down, you go down the hill to Mike's Tuck Shop. So that was set up in advance by production. So he's right. Expecting you. Stuff.
Yeah, they had that all set up with Mike ready to go. Kind of gave us somewhat sizes, but they measured us anyway. And they fitted us right there.
Well, you guys, yeah, look good. Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, look good. I know.
You know, I was rewatching the episode. I felt like walking up the hill with Men in Black.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone looked really dapper on that episode. Neil Patrick Harris, Wade, Brett, they, everyone looked really good.
Well, that is a classic line of you, like you said, Agnes, you introduce yourself as 007, then you have 007 with Wade, and he's such a good sport with your jokes, man.
Really good.
Yeah, he knew it was like, he knew that that was like part of the catchphrase. He kind of just rolled with it. It was just kind of fun. We get each other whenever we can. I'm just a lot better at it.
I mean, it is an amazing build that you guys do. Was that established ahead of time, the Houdini in the tank, or we're actually really seeing your brainstorming come to life?
That was a brainstorm right there. That was something we did right there. We didn't have any idea what they wanted to do. He was like, just send them. We want to get something natural and come up with something. And it was a natural thing that we did. And they had a kind of a couple of areas in the Magic Castle, but I was so surprised at how old looking it was, you know, the wood, eclectic it was. It was kind of crazy with all that like burgundy carpet. And it was pretty crazy.
I love it. Plus,
you know?
It's a neat vibe to the place. And so you establish what you're going to build. You fly back to Las Vegas. And one of the ongoing side stories is that Wade gets back and his office door is unlocked and he's very, very upset about this. Was Wade very protective of his office? He don't want people coming in when he wasn't there?
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, do lionesses protect their cubs? Of course, His office was his like domain. Like you couldn't, nobody could go in there. Like even when we went out of town, like only I could go in there and look for stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. There's like triple keys and locks and different safes. And then there was a back cubby where he could just take little naps because he was there all the time.
And he had a lot of valuables, a lot of things that he liked to keep in there. He had the cubby in the old office. And this, the funny thing is watching this episode brought me back to our old offices, right? Where we first started the show. And then we outgrew pretty quick and we had to move into the new facilities. So watching this is season three. I mean, we were just getting going and Neil Patrick Harris was like the big, big celebrity, you know? But yeah, Wade's office, that was an ongoing thing that we literally had no idea who was doing it. And then once we found out what was going on, they were like, oh, that'd be great for the story. Let's see if we can actually capture that. And then we tried to actually capture it and it worked.
Yeah, we see it at the end. The big reveal is that it's the cat on the inside just swiping at the door. It's pretty funny.
And the cat really did that. We were able to catch that on the GoPro. We set the cat up. They set it up. They were like, it's like the 5 or 6 nights in a row. They kept putting up the GoPro, trying to see if the cat was there. And they finally got the cat footage to do it. And then it fit right in with the story. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was great.
Doing it all the time.
Now, another storyline is as you have a younger client that's waiting for you guys inside the store, Jacoby, is this kid who wants to build a tank and just absolutely adorable. I love seeing this, you two interacting with this little kid. Agnes sets it up. It was Heather that set it up. There's a client outside and you go out there. What's the backstory on this kid? Did you know these people? They wanted to be on the show. What's the backstory?
You know, I know it was production had set it up again. Like I said, it was early in the build And production said, hey, we have this kid. This is going to be the story. He's, you know, lives in Vegas. We want to do this aquarium for him. We got a great idea, blah, 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 blah. He's just going to roll in with his money and just kind of roll with it. And we were like, okay. Like in the beginning, like they were looking for, you know, we were just looking for added extras. They knew the Neil Patrick Harris was going to be like a long episode. So they didn't want to put like a gigantic build into an episode like that, because they wanted most of the attention to focus on Neil Patrick Harris. And we wind up doing this small little aquarium. You could see, obviously, Redneck had a lot of issues with the first one. And then we were able to go and sneak out the back door, Chewy's TV. Funny. But the funny thing is, we used to do stuff like that, like funny stuff like that in the office. It was just funny.
Well, did you have any after that? Did you have more kids like coming down to the shop saying, hey, I've got $10, build me a tank? Did you get more kids coming in after that?
Yeah, we had a lot of kids doing that. We gave away a lot of aquariums. We helped people out. You know, we tried to make the aquariums affordable for everyone, you know, so that everybody could have an aquarium. And then we did a lot of off-camera Make-A-Wish aquariums that, you know, people didn't really know about. It really wasn't, you know, filming. We were on the news a couple of times. You know, we gave stuff. We just, look, we do what we can. It was fun. You know, it was a good time. We tried to help people when we could.
Speaking of Make-A-Wish, JC, I know that you heard you guys are having a walk here, right? Next week.
Yeah. The big Walk for Wishes is coming up on the 23rd of April. Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's one of the biggest fundraisers here in Southern Nevada. So, if you live here in Las Vegas, we'll be out there for it. It's going to be big. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This TV tank that you built for this little kid. My one question is, though, you do the reveal inside your shop. How did the kid get it home? You have to dump the water out, take the fish out, and he just carried it home?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's basically how it works. You know, they did it right there. They take the tank. I mean, it takes 5 gallons. That's like just dumping out a bucket of water, you know? And it was quick. That was it. Yeah, they just took it home, wrapped it up. Time to go.
But, you know, when you're a kid, that's like a big thing. You just, that's your gift. It was magical for
you. Yeah, you could tell production was saving money early on. They were doing the reveals. They were doing the reveals at the shop, right? They didn't want to go to, they didn't even have the money to go to the kid's house at like $8,000 an episode. I was getting paid.
Was your dad really a magician? Because that's one of the storylines. He talks about, you know, Irwin the magician back in the day. Or was your dad actually a magician back in the day?
Oh, he made shit disappear, all right. Agnes, you know that's the truth. You know that. Don't get me started.
Anyway,
he's David Copperfield VI.
Oh my God, Erwin, you made a lot of lunches disappear. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, I had a guy the other day come into my restaurant and go, "Oh my God, I met your dad like, you know, 10 years ago." And he goes, "When I first met him, he goes, he wouldn't let me see you guys." And I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, he literally took me to the deli, and then the next time I came, he took me to the deli. I bought him lunch." And the next time I came in, you guys were out of town. And then he was like, "Oh yeah, sorry, the guys aren't here. Come on, let's go to lunch again." And I took him out for another lunch. He goes, "You got me on 2 lunches. And I go, "Did you ever get the account?" He goes, "Yeah, eventually I came in. We got business with you guys." He goes, "But literally," he goes, "he was hitting me up every week after that." It's funny.
When you go out to install, first off, did your dad ever get out of the straitjacket as you put him in?
No.
No, my God, no.
No. I do like the line, we're walking out of the casino, you look like a mental patient.
Yes.
It was funny walking down a casino with him. It was pretty funny.
And you know, a fun fact with that, when we went actually to go visit, the Magic Castle, the day before, we went and did Jay Leno.
Oh, okay.
So we did Jay Leno and then we went to the Magic Castle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a big weekend then.
Yeah, it was really cool.
You know, that's pretty exciting to be on Jay Leno. Like, can you imagine, like, I had this crazy idea. I used to sit in Agnes's office. We used to laugh about it and joke. And I'd be telling her, Agnes had the only window in the outside of the office.
I have to have a little light. I love light.
And I'd always tell her, like I said in other episodes, you know, "Hey, Agnes, there's going to be lines outside, this, that." The other day, we used to laugh about it. She's like, "He's crazy." I'm like, "Okay, you'll see one day." I keep telling her, "You see, you'll see." You'll see. And it was only me and I go, "Agnes," I'm like, "I'm telling you, you'll see." And then we get to be on Jay Leno, right? After everything that we accomplished, you know, 156 episodes, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon. I mean, we literally had like an amazing career. And it was all just on a whim of like us joking around in an office and, you know, people
telling me that we couldn't do it. And then I'm like, oh, we're going to do it. All right. And I used to come in and talk about it all the time. It was really funny.
Go ahead, JC.
I was going to say for the Leno episode, did everyone fly out? Was everyone out there in the studio audience watching you guys during the Leno taping?
Yeah, we had a bunch of people out there. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was fun. It was a good time. I mean, you know, just to be on that stage, you know, Owen Wilson, Jay Leno, you know, just to be there, to be a part. And we, you know, he had only been on another couple of months and then he retired. So we got to be on like towards the end of the show. And then, you know, I don't know. It was just a good time. It was really good. You know, it was just a great, great, great experience. You know, I would never have thought in a million years, you know,
it was a group sitting there in the audience watching these two be on Jay Leno.
If you would have said to me a million, you know, 20 years ago, would you ever think you're going to be on Jay Leno? I probably would have been like, why would I ever be on Jay Leno? You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is crazy.
Well, I want to, I'm still trying to find the Tonight Show clips. I want to break that down with you guys and just sit there and watch it with you and get your reaction to you guys being called out on Leno. And what a cool experience. Now, for the install of Neil Patrick Harris, you guys roll up with this, it looks like to me, a new trailer with your pictures all over it and advertising. Where's that trailer now? Do you know?
Shoot, probably at auction. Oh, my God. We speak the truth. Go fishing with Brett Raymond. Don't hold back. We speak the truth, baby.
It's true. It's somewhere. I don't know. We don't know where it is, but who knows?
Maybe the same guy that took the fluffy bus took the trailer.
Yeah. It's a collector's. I mean, it's a cool thing. I mean, your faces are all over this thing. You're rolling up to the magical castle. It's a whole thing.
Season three, baby. We got advertising dollars. You know it.
The install seemed pretty smooth in this magic castle.
Be on TV. Let's advertise. Let's put it out there. You know, let's get this trailer wrapped. Let's do what we can. You can even see like our t-shirts got better. Trust the shark across the front. Everybody started wearing the same uniforms. We started like trying to run somewhat of a tight submarine, but you know, tight ship. Yeah.
Season three, this is when things are really starting to, I mean, you guys are kind of starting to get off to the races here with the whole entire show.
Yeah, if you make it after season three, you're going to start making some money. That's, you know, that's season three is the make or break. So, yeah.
The install, the thing springs the leak. Was that as dramatic as we saw on television, or was that pretty much under control?
Yeah, well, the problem was there was definitely water. And, you know, the Magic Castle, the carpet was, you know, forever old. You know, you can't replace carpet that's that old with new carpet. Otherwise, it's going to look, you know, different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything around there was like on walking on eggshells because everything was so old. The floors were old. This was old. That was old. You know, the people that worked there were old. I mean, just everything was old. You know what I mean? It was just old.
But it gave the whole vibe went with basically what it was. It was the Houdini tank, which was obviously old. I mean, he was one of the first magicians, really, you know? So it was a creepy, cool vibe in there.
It was, you know, like I'm not big on the super old, like, you know, like oldness. Like I went to Charleston, South Carolina, and that's I was eating dinner in a house that was 200 years old and it turned into a restaurant. And like, I mean, just eating there is cool, but worrying about falling through the floor is a different story, right? Okay, because it's 200 years old. You can't do any work there unless it's like original work. It's like so crazy. And, I don't know, but it was the Magic Castle. It was just it was good to like get the experience and to get you know, would I want that to be my living room? No.
Did you guys ever go back? Because he gave you memberships to it. Have you ever gone back to it after you guys did the install?
Yeah, no, that membership disappeared.
The members, that's what I want to ask. So I know, Neil Patrick Harris has a movie coming out. I'd like to maybe ask, is it still there? I haven't even been back. Like,
I haven't been back.
Did the members enjoy it when they went in there? Did they like it?
Yeah, I mean, our friend that took care of it said that people enjoyed it. I definitely was there for a few years, for sure. I might have heard that it came out. But you know what's funny to me? You remember the dummy we put inside? It kind of looked like Michael Myers.
I was actually wasn't that a sculptor of Wade?
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be, but it looked like Michael Myers.
It did, but it looked like Wade. And they had the real straitjacket in there.
Yeah.
Yes, and they had the real straight. They had the real cups. It was cool, and they had very rare fish in there. This is going back to fish. They had barracudas. What were the other ones, Brett? They had
vampire fish.
The vampire fish. Which ones?
The vampire.
They had the barracudas, and there was an eel in there.
There was an eel.
That grew up to four feet long, and so I want to know if that really went that long.
Yeah, that was a good experience. That was a good experience for sure. He, Neil Patrick Harris, was cool. You know, at the time, like I said, it was a big celebrity. So
yeah,
we were super excited. He was at the peak of peaks at that moment. And we were like, oh my God, you know, where could this lead to? And, you know, some of that springboarded us into the next season, right? When the network starts seeing, oh, well, Neil Patrick Harris is on board, and now maybe we can get so-and-so. And that's when the kind of like the celebrities kind of started spawning, you know, as time went on, the show got more popular, the celebrities got bigger, and that's just kind of where it was started rolling from there.
You can springboard. Well, also too, we see him every single episode in the intro. He's all the way through the end of the show. You use that one clip of his reaction because that's how big of a star he is. But yeah, once you get that big celebrity, you know, my producer side of me, you can go to someone else. Hey, Neil Patrick Harris did the show. Wouldn't you, you know, so-and-so want to do it? They're like, absolutely. And then you just start scaling from there.
Yeah, I mean, even to this day, I'm going to be honest with you, like, I was looking through my, I don't know, you know, when you have, like, on your Instagram, you get, like, requests, and then you have to, like, go in, and some people message you, and you have to actually approve them.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know why, but Russell Wilson somehow gets a hold of me, and he's like, hey, Brett, I want to turn a wine cellar into an aquarium. I heard you're the guy. So I get all excited the other day. I look at it. I see it. You know, I look at it. It's in my thing. And I go and I look at it and I show my friends. I'm like, hey, look, Russell Wilson. And it's him. It's really him. It's got the blue check mark and everything. But I didn't realize that he did it in 2020.
No.
Yeah. So I missed it. I thought for some reason, but it went into that. I didn't even know about that request thing. So celebrities still to this day, like, they'll get a hold of me out of the clear blue and be like, hey, you know, I heard you're the guy. I want to do an aquarium. I want to do this. And I have to tell him I'm retired. I'm not doing it anymore. Or I turn him on to somebody. But yeah, just literally the other day, Russell Wilson, I was pretty excited. And then I text him back, right? Not looking at the date going, yeah, here's my phone number. Give me a text whenever you get a chance. And then I'm like, man, I feel like an idiot. You did that in 2020.
That's how busy you are. You guys, you're backlogged by 2+ years.
Yeah, I'll have to tell him that if he gets to me. Well, now he's in Denver, so, you know, maybe he wanted it in Seattle. Now he wants one in Denver.
You're here for him. That's great, man. Well, it was a great episode. It was such a fun episode with Neil Patrick Harris. Even the build for the little kid was very sweet and endearing to see you guys do that. It was a lot of fun. It was a neat one to watch you guys.
It was fun. If you would have seen how hard I was laughing when my dad couldn't get out of that straitjacket. No, literally off camera, I was like this. I could not stop laughing because he was really trying to get out. Like, he was literally, like, he had in his mind that he was getting out quick.
We could see it. He was trying. I was afraid he was going to dislocate someone. You're watching. Yeah. Stuff is turning around. It's a lot going on, man.
he was trying on.
I thought the most interesting thing was Neil Patrick Harris was talking about it. He had been a magician since he was 15. He was really into the hobby. I'm interested to see what tricks he really, if he's still into it. Like, what if, is he really a magician? Like, can he really?
Well, you can look him up, see if he stole the president of the Magic Castle.
Right.
See what he's
Go seeing. Back. You guys, he gave you lifetime memberships. I'd go strutting in there this weekend. Hey, what's up? We're back.
I want to go back. I want to go check it out. I want to see what, if it's still there. I want to see what it's.
That's right.
Well, that was great.
That
I think
was that, time. That was fun. That was definitely the springboard for us. Like I said, he was a big, big, big celebrity, A-lister for us. You know, I always say this. We've done, like, in every, like, a lot of the genres, you know, all the top A-listers. Like, if you look at them, like, we did Betty White. We did Neil Patrick Harris. We did Shaquille O'Neal. You know, we did Marshawn Lynch in football. You know, I mean, we did there's just so many other just great people.
Johnny Damon. Yeah, you guys, the top of the list.
Top of the list. You know, I mean, we did, you know, Wyclef. I mean, you know, we've done some really, really big, big celebrities. And, you know, look, like I said, it's fun to reminisce like we do. It's great. It brings back all the memories. And, you know, just have a lot of fun doing this. And, you know, I watched a couple of the episodes. It even brings it back more. So I just want to say thank you again, guys. I can't believe we're 17 episodes in. And yeah, next week we should do another good one. Another good celebrity.
They're all good. They're all good. I love it.
I want to hear from the people what they want to see. I think that's what we should.
I'm going to post up this week and see which episode that they want this week. Yeah. And then we'll do that for next week.
I love it. Sounds good. Well, that should do it for episode number 17 of Going Fishing with Brett Raymer from Tanked. See you guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.